USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A historic mission for mankind began 50 years ago today when Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Canaveral, heading for the moon.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Today, Apollo 11 crew members Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins will reunite at the Kennedy Space Center. The first man to set foot on the moon, Neil Armstrong, died in 2012. Saturday marks the golden anniversary of that lunar landing, when Armstrong left the first human footprints on the moon. At least 70 current and former U.S. Customs and Border Protection workers are now reportedly under investigation for posting inappropriate things in a secret Facebook group. Customs officials say the workers joked about dead migrants and made sexist comments about Latina Congress members. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump defending his messages aimed at progressive Democratic congresswomen, saying they should, quote, go back to their own countries. Among them, Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who's pushing back, saying Trump is committing human rights abuses at the border. Acting U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli responds to that claim.
The ICE agents, loyal, compassionate, and professional, are going about their job. It says a lot that we're here talking about this as if it were something out of the ordinary, right, newsworthy. And yet this is ICE's job every single day.
Cuccinelli spoke on Fox News. The U.S. House today will vote on a resolution condemning the president's tweets. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin asking lawmakers to raise the federal debt ceiling before the August recess. He says there is no sentiment among lawmakers to put the full faith and credit of the United States at risk. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The pressure is on for a debt limit deal to be reached. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is urging Congress to raise the debt ceiling before the government runs out of money.
I can't raise the debt ceiling. It's Congress's job to raise the debt ceiling. What I have said, and, you know, given the importance of this, we run multiple scenarios of how we predict the government's cash flow.
Mnuchin on why raising the debt ceiling is such a big deal.
The debt ceiling has to be raised. One of our scenarios triggers a problem the first week of September before they get back. So I have urged Congress to raise it before they leave.
If the debt ceiling is not raised, the government will likely run out of money in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Air Force out with a warning about Area 51 in Nevada. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The warning is pretty simple. Do not try to storm Area 51 in Nevada. The warning's been issued because hundreds of thousands of people have signed up for a Facebook group that's proposed everyone rush that top-secret military base in the desert this September to try to unlock its alien secrets. Joke or not, the Air Force says it's serious when it says don't try it. A spokesman saying the base is an active training range for the Air Force and it will protect America and its assets if it's threatened.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.